Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. Zimbabwe continue to more than hold their own in the first test against Pakistan, despite their board's serious financial difficulties that have today resulted in the second test being moved from Bulawayo to Harare on cost grounds. Tendai Chatara wrapped up the Pakistan first innings at 249 with just the second ball of the day, with Zimbabwe then bouncing back well from a potentially perilous 68 for 3 to close 32 runs ahead on 281 for 7. Debutants Sikander Raza and Malcolm Waller both made half centuries and added 127 for the fourth wicket. Confirmation then that Zimbabwe will indeed play Pakistan in the second test of their series that begins next week in Harare. The build-up to the Pakistan series was disrupted by threats of a player strike over unpaid salaries, and Sean Williams refused to play in the opening match. Harare will then therefore play host to both tests, the first of which is already underway as you've been hearing, as the Zimbabwe Cricket Union looks to cut costs. Reuters also report the logistical reasons were also cited as a reason for not playing the second test in Bulawayo, adding that Sri Lanka have been asked by Zimbabwe to postpone a scheduled tour later this year. The Sri Lankans are due to play two tests, three ODIs and two 2020 internationals in October and November. The West Indies Cricket Board has confirmed that a two-test series in India in November is set to go ahead. The tour will also include three one-day internationals with precise dates and venues yet to be confirmed. The two test matches are likely to receive huge attention as they provide Sachin Tendulkar with the opportunity to play in his 199th and 200th tests in front of a home crowd. India met the West Indies in the Celcom Mobile ODI Tri-Series tournament in the Caribbean earlier this year, a tournament India went on to win following their Champions Trophy victory in England.